Hi, it's Kasia McDaniel, and I am the home stager decorator, and you're listening to the Creative Home Podcast, where I talk about staging and decorating and all things associated with your home. So take a listen. Good morning, everybody. It's Kasia. Welcome to another episode. Today, we are going to talk about what is a clawfis. Have you heard of that term before? CL office, clawfis. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. That's the way I'm going to say it. So I'm going to talk to you about today because that is an interesting design trend that is going on that people are using because, well, we've had to work from home and now we have to find a small space to hide in and make it look at least somewhat official, maybe. So a clawfis. Basically, you can think about it as a closet office. Maybe you have a tiny little closet that you maybe haven't used, or a tiny little room or a storage room. I know we've thrown our high schooler in the storage room for her clawfis, if you will, because that's where her desk and computer and her school books and everything when she needs some quiet area because for high school, she has, you know, online videos to watch and Zoom conferences and things like that to join. So she's tucked away in what we have normally as a storage room, but we managed to kind of shove things off to the side, put a desk in there, a chair, so that way she can hide behind some closed doors and not be bothered until she comes out for air. Seriously, and this is down in the basement too, so we don't see her, but that is an idea of a closet office. So if maybe you have a closet that is maybe in a bedroom that you don't use, you know, so it's hidden behind the doors, but if you kind of open the doors up, then you can, you know, put at least a desk there. If you don't have a desk, then maybe you can put some L brackets and then hang a big long board, like wood or something like that, or melamine or something like that, to kind of make a desk, right? And then underneath it, you can have some storage, whether it's a traveling type of cabinet. You can have some floating shelves above it, above the desk. So that way it's still your space and, you know, you still can use it for the office, right? So let me share some other ideas for you for a clawfis. I've seen it. There was one person that actually just remodeled this tiny little storage space, and they used it right now for training their child to put the crib in there and teach them how to sleep in their own room eventually. But then you can turn that literally in that little corner because it's kind of an angled roof in there, so it's kind of a funky little space. You can easily turn that into a clawfis, where you can shut out the world, close the door, and kind of record, you know, do some emails or classes or whatever, or record podcasts like I do. My clawfis is in our master bedroom, and it's not closed off. It's out in the open, but I can at least close the door to the bedroom, and no one comes in unless, you know, they come barging in from school or something like that. So maybe you have a pantry that is, you know, which God forbid, I know if you have a walk-in pantry, you're not going to use it for anything else, but that may be something that you could do. If you have attic storage, maybe that might be something you can use. Maybe you have a spare corner. It's hard to do it in a living room. It really is, because everyone's in the living room watching TV, you know, hanging out, making, you know, eating food or whatever around you. So that's really hard to do it in a living room. So you kind of have to find a little nook off to the side. You know, sometimes maybe the bonus room can be kind of chopped up and, you know, add a wall here in a corner or something like that. So that might be something you might want to think about, to have your closet as an office. Okay. So let me see what other things I can come up with here. So there's lots of ways you can do it. I would recommend when you do have a closet office, you use lighter colored pieces of furniture just to help make it feel bigger. Darker pieces can make it feel darker in there. You can definitely paint the wall. You can, you know, have some fun with that. Put some wallpaper or something in there. Hanging, like I said, floating shelves. You can totally use that to your advantage. I've seen, you know, those accordion type of doors that you can use to cover the office and close the office. I've even had people hiding in their walk-in closet. If their walk-in closet is big enough, they stick a desk in there too. So that's a possibility if you have one like that. Sometimes even like a mini toy room, if you had one and now the kids are not in, you know, outgrown those toys and they don't have the need for the toy room or whatever, or toy closet, that's another great thing to use for your clawfice. Another thing to think about, if you have doors to your closet that you're going to have your office kind of hidden in, use the inside of the doors when you open those up to help hang your calendar, organizer, a pegboard, something to, you know, hold your stash of favorite markers or pens or whatever. It can be useful. So not just the inside of the closet, but the doors to the closet on the inside when you open it up. It's a great way. Once you open it up, then you have, you know, usable space. So don't think about what's just inside. Think up, think around you, think the doors. Use the doors to your advantage to make your clawfice. So I think there's so many ways and so many unique things that you can do. Maybe you have a spare closet that you haven't used. Maybe there's, I know we have a coat closet that's underneath the staircase. If I really had to turn that into a clawfice, I could, you know, take out some of the jackets and things like that, or push them down further and, you know, use that, you know, storage down there. Cause it's a really long kind of a, coat closet. I would say it's probably about, 8 feet long, you know, so you can easily sit, you know, throw in a 4 foot desk, add some more light in there, they're in a chair. So that's totally doable. But have fun with it. Use the colors, you know, baskets to kind of organize your stuff in there. Hopefully you can have some good internet in that room, whatever room you do pick, that you do have a chance to use that too. So, like I said, here in Germany, they don't really have offices. It's just a whatever you can kind of squeeze into your room. We have a couple of storage rooms are kind of awkward. In one storage room, that's where we have our extra big fridge in there. American-sized fridge, yes, because the German fridges are really, really tiny, especially for a family of five. It's just unrealistic. Or you just go shopping every day, which sometimes I don't have time to be doing that every day. You know what I mean? So reuse, find places, nooks under, you know, staircases and little closets, rooms that you don't use, little, you know, there's so many different places that you can kind of think about and reuse that space, and create your clawfice. And if you do need some design help, I would love to help you out with that as well too. I actually just helped a couple recently. They bought a new condo and they had an L-shaped space and they had no idea how to arrange the furniture. They're like, we are at a loss as to how to do this. It's a big open space. We're not quite sure where to put this couch. We need a dinette table. We want to have seating. So I talked to them, you know, showed them a couple of pictures, talked to them about what color furniture, what size furniture, and gave them three layout options for their space so they can, you know, use it, rearrange it, and then if they don't like it, they can just change it using the same pieces and just rotating things around. So it's a very fluid type of design that you can move things around, and if you get tired of it, then you can change it, you know, because some people are like that. I know I change things out of my house all the time. Every couple months, it seems like I move things around. I'm like, oh, I'm tired with this. Let's try this over here. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But if you do need help like that, please check out my website, bluediamondstaginganddesign.com. And that way you can check out what I can do. You can do a complimentary call. You can sign up to do that. We can talk through what it is that you're trying to do and we can go from there. But I hope you guys have a fantastic day. We will talk to you later.